Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Sam Suitsivus, welcome to Berg Vivant.
Hi, Berg.
It's good to see you off stage. I've seen you on in several performances here in
did
Pittsburgh.
Did you like me, Berg?
I did. Your voice is just so rich and
isn't
commanding.
It something?
Yeah. I hope they're paying you well. It's
pass on, Berg.
Next.
It's truly a labor of love. Well, but Andrew Paul, he makes me chicken and spinach, and he feeds me very well.
Now, do you have to?
This is the extent of my earnings, really.
Do you have to put that in as a rider, or that just he just does that out of the kindness?
He just does that in lieu of any sizable funds.
Very good. Well,
I eat very well.
Here. It must be a good deal because you're working with Kinetic Theater once again on
theater that moves.
Yes, and moves us, moves the soul. The Liar, which is a French farce,
But it's very contemporary. This is David Ives, who is one of our wittiest, really funniest playwrights. I was emailing a friend, and she called me today and said, should I be in this production of Tartuffe? And I said, no, it's going to be a death, so avoid it. But she said, what are you doing? And I said, The Liar by David Ives. And she said, oh, that's so wonderful, because he's so witty and fun. And he really is. I mean, you know, when you rehearse a comedy, everyone laughs the first week. But around the second, certainly the third week, no one's laughing anymore because you've heard it 1,000 times. But there's something about this play and the way that the company does it that we're all still laughing, you know? So that speaks well.
So is it sort of a maybe a takeoff of a classic French farce, sort of maybe a spoof on that?
And it's not really a farce. It's a 17th century romantic comedy. But yeah, there are certainly farcical elements in it, but it's better than that.
And written in rhyme and iambic pentameter.
Right.
Does that make
couplets?
Does that make it easier or harder for memorization?
You know, I think it makes it actually easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even when you go brain dead, there's the chime of the rhyme, you know. So
the hint.
Yeah.
Coming ahead. So still laughing now. After how many weeks have you been in rehearsal so far?
About three, a little over three. Yeah. We had our first dress rehearsal last night, and I was out watching it when I wasn't on, and I was really enjoying it. Yeah.
That's
and
a good
I'm
feeling.
Not easy.
Right.
You know?
Tough critic.
Yeah.
So the Kinetics season this year, it's a lot, one of the themes is truths and untruths. So it makes sense that, you know, we'd be, seeing a show entitled The Liar.
Right.
But, you know, how does that theme actually play in this piece?
Well, the central character, the liar, the title role, is my son, and he's a congenital liar. And he cannot help but lie. But he triumphs. Yeah. But it's not a cynical play at all. No. There's a certain romantic element, and it wins out at the end, you know. It's a very pleasant comedy. There's nothing unpleasant about it.
Yeah. I once heard somebody describe the theater itself as sort of a lie, being all smoke and mirrors and
But a lie in the service of truth.
Ah,
yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, because everyone thinks that actors are such good liars. Speaking personally, myself, I'm a terrible liar in real life, because when... to act well, you use true emotions and feelings in the service of a made-up situation, a fiction, you see? So, yeah, it's all very...
So if it was based on something false to begin with,
yeah,
you've got no ground to stand on.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
We've shattered a misconception about actors here, haven't we? That they're all good liars.
I can only speak for myself. I'm a terrible liar. You know, you see it right in my eyes. But I like you, Berg.
And I think that you've been fairly truthful, because I've bought it anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So good job with that. What are you most looking forward to about this particular performance with Kinetic?
I so enjoy the company of my fellow actors, and they're all young. I'm the old guy. And they're so young, and they're so talented, and they're really willing and happy. And it's a very, very pleasant way to spend a few weeks in the summer, you know?
And everyone's still laughing, as
yes,
you said.
Yes, yeah.
As we hopefully will, again, July 13th through 30th at the Henry Heyman in Oakland. Fine old theater, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And another great production by Kinetic. Very much looking forward to it. Directed by Andrew Paul and starring, among others, Sam Soutsavis.
Mm-hmm. Ethan Sachs is the young actor who's playing the title role, and he's quite wonderful in this.
Very good. We are all looking forward to seeing it and laughing along with you, sir.
Okay, good.
Break a leg, as they say.
Thank you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.